Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us for today's Appraisal Buzzcast. We're really excited to have a great episode on the future of valuation. Let me bring in Hal Humphreys, our host. Hey, Hal, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jim. It is another fantastic week to be a real estate appraiser, and I'm very much looking forward to our guest today. We've got Eric Tsai in today. You want to go ahead and bring him in?
Why don't we bring in Eric? Thank you, Eric Tsai from Ask the Room, for joining us.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Hal. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, tickled to have you here. Eric, you know, just real quick, you know, a lot of times we ask people to introduce themselves and kind of tell a little bit of their history in the appraisal business. You did not come to this from the appraisal business. You're a tech guy, and you found yourself in the mortgage space. So tell us about how that happened.
Sure, I would love to. For those who don't know me, I'm the founder and CEO of Ask the Room. And Ask the Room is a GSE-approved data collections full-service company. So we have a network of 5,000 real estate agents everywhere, all 50 states in the U.S., and we send them out to collect property data to support the newest inspection-based waiver offered by both Fannie and Freddie. So I'm happy to share how I got here as a tech guy, I actually get that question quite a lot, and I'm glad I have an opportunity to tell my story. So building a company, right? Building a product, it's that you need two things. And the two things are both as critical, right? Then the two things are problem and solution. Any entrepreneurial book, it will recommend anyone to start with the problem and then build a solution. However, I did the exact opposite.
I don't think that's entirely uncommon to have a solution and then find a problem that it fits to.
Some people did that. Jeff Bezos did that. Jeff Bezos wanted to create something for using the internet, and he thought that books make sense because, you know, it's downloadable, right? So there are some success stories, but, you know, the book is book, right? So take it for a grain of salt. So after completing my degree from Northwestern and Duke, I went to the Silicon Valley as a management consultant. It didn't take very long for the Valley to inspire me to start my own tech company. But then the question were, what problem and solution do I have, right? And because I'm not technical, I started looking for a co-founder, and luckily I found somebody who was an expert in 3D reconstruction technology. So the initial opportunity we thought was that the last generation of 3D scanning was very expensive, require a specialized camera, and takes a long time to scan the home.
Yeah.
And so we thought, yeah, everybody knew that. Like, it's just, you know, it's $500 per pop, right? And we wanted to democratize the 3D scanning technology by enabling real estate agents to do the scanning themselves with a camera that everybody has in their hand, which is the smartphone. So then we spent the few years building, developing the product while I was moonlighting two jobs. So during the day, I was a data scientist for Facebook. At night, I was the CEO of Ask the Room. Fun time. Except I didn't do it from my garage. That's the only difference. But if you ask any successful entrepreneur how they got to where they are today, I bet everybody will tell you luck was a part of it. And I know they're not being humble because it's just a part of the formula. For me, the law came into play when I launched the first version of Ask the Room right before COVID started. And as a former data scientist for Facebook's ads team, of course, I'll use Facebook to push my product out. At that time, Facebook was a highly scalable channel, especially during the beginning of COVID. Everybody was looking for an open house alternative. So I was able to push my product to 25,000 real estate agents across the U.S. in just a span of a few months, just using Facebook alone, digital marketing. Yeah. So, however, after people got used to COVID and, you know, when open houses came back, my metrics dropped pretty significantly, and agents stopped scanning all their listings, and I realized that I needed to go solve a different problem. I then went on a two-year journey of looking for a new problem, new product market fit, and eventually I stumbled across appraisal modernization. I noticed that most of the ANCs didn't have a solution for what was about to come, and didn't have the technology capability of building something for a good one either. And more importantly, they don't have a network of panel alternative workforce to do the data collection.
Right.
I decided to call 20, 30 real estate agents on my platform and ask them, would you be interested in participating in this newest data collection, the newest appraisal modernization as data collectors? And I get overwhelmingly like really good feedback from everybody. And then I learned that BPO was such a thing in agents' practice already. So I decided to expand Asterum from just a 3D scanning tool to a 3D inspection, a 3D enabled inspection platform. And after that's done, I recruited, remember I said I have 25,000 users? I recruited 5,000 of them to be data collectors. And now I work with 75 AMCs across the country. And honestly, it has been a really fun and joyful ride.
Awesome. That is just, I mean, it's such a good story of developing a product and then finding where it can be useful. And I appreciate you for sharing that, Eric. Let's do a real quick shout out to one of our sponsors.
Since 1978, LIA Administrators and Insurance Services has been offering E&O insurance to valuation professionals. LIA applies superior customer service, exceptional liability education from Peter Christensen, and unparalleled claim defense managed by Claudia Gaglioni. LIA offers errors and omissions, commercial bonds, general liability, cyber liability, and real estate agents and brokers E&O. Visit liability.com or call 800-334-0652.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Hal Humphreys. You're listening to The Appraisal Buzz. I've got Eric Tsai with me today. Eric is one of the founders of Asterum. Eric, we just learned a little bit about your history and how you got into this space. You're going to be at Valuation Expo talking about appraisal modernization coming up in August. Tell us, just give us kind of a preview of what you're going to be talking about appraisal modernization.
Sure. There's certainly a lot of mindshare in the recently rolled inspection-based waiver by the GSEs. And the biggest difference, according to the blueprint, is that traditional waiver give out rep and warrant relief on property characteristics and conditions, and the new inspection-based waiver don't, right? So for lenders, they have to be verifying the data that's being collected and making sure property is in good condition and meets the eligibility criteria. And for appraisers, when you get escalated hybrid, they have to verify the data as well, to making sure the data is, it is what it is, and so they can use it for their appraisals. Mm-hmm. Right. So the commonality between lenders, appraisers, AMCs is around data accuracy. So everybody now is, thinking about this whole thing. It's like, how is any company, any data collection service, any agency going to ensure the data that's being collected and ultimately be represented by the lender, appraisers, and AMCs, right? So I want to take this opportunity at Val Expo to discuss how the state of our 3D scanning technology, when used by the highly trained real estate professionals such as agents, can unlock superior quality control process and therefore generate an output that's nearly 100% accurate. I can never say ever like 100%, right? But I would say it's pretty close. Can get pretty close, right? And I know modernization will only be successful if I can get everybody's buy-in in the data collection process, lender, appraiser, AMCs, right? And I feel strongly about my mission of helping lenders, AMC, and appraiser, and the GSEs understand and feel comfortable about this technology to evolve their business around this 3D scanning technology.
I love it. Let's do this. Let's take another quick shout out to another sponsor and we'll come right back in just a minute.
The Appraisal Institute recently launched its Instagram page, AI's latest presence on social media, joining Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and the Face Value podcast. Visit and follow AI's Instagram page for another way to access valuation news and association updates. www.instagram.com/appraisalinstitute.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Hal Humphries. You're listening to the Appraisal Buzzcast. I've got Eric Tsai here with me today, CEO of Astaroom, and we're talking about appraisal modernization. And this is a topic that a lot of appraisers have some trepidation about. And you mentioned just before the break that you're looking for buy-in from appraisers and lenders and GSEs on the property data collection side. Talk to me about what you think set you apart as far as accuracy of the data.
So there are a couple of things. Number one is the technology, right? Like when the GSE were thinking about modernizing appraisal, like I would say 5-6 years ago, right? That's when we start having a shortage of appraiser, right? They wanted people to take, they wanted the data collected to go in and take like hundreds of photos, right? And, but that's only if the person, the data collector, noticed something to be reported, right? So the technology that we are using is 3D scanning, right? Imagine you can create a 3D digital twins of the subject property, right? Anyone, either the appraiser or lender or GSE, or simply our QC people can go in and just ensuring nothing was ever missed, right? So that's a big difference. You no longer just only depend on data collectors, and data collectors, they usually are, they have multiple different gigs. Real estate agent got their real estate selling gigs, right? Like the main gig, right? And the home inspector have their home inspector like job for inspecting homes in transaction, which is different than appraisal inspection, right? And not to mention a photographer or any other one, like they do this as a side gig, right? So you can never really expect them to be that good. Right. But when it comes to a robust QC process, right, my QC does 8 to 10 of these a day. And that's all they do every single day. They look at different homes. They use the same data spec, but different home in different region of the country. It's much easier to train them to have nearly like appraise a set of eyes than relying on thousands of data collector everywhere doing this as a side gig.
I think from an appraiser's perspective, you know, a lot of appraisers are voicing concerns about, you know, I'm not the one out looking at the property. I'm not the one guiding the inspection or the data collection. But it seems to me if you've got a 3D scan of the property, not only are you're getting images. So at the end of the day, the appraiser or the AMC or the lender or the GSE at some point would be able to actually view the images and say, oh, there may be a problem here. Let's look closer at that. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. And it's very similar to the non-invasive inspection. Appraisers don't look behind the furniture anyway. They don't go up the roof. They just walk around. And how is that? Like, to me, it's very similar to just, you know, walking around in a virtual 3D scan, right? And I mean, obviously there's the noise, the smell, right? That's why we use real estate agents who are very good at reporting those things. But I would say like, yeah, the non-invasive real life inspection can be achieved pretty closely to the 3D scan inspection.
Awesome. Eric, let me ask you this. Where do you see the appraisal industry in 10 years?
Whoa. Well, I'm new to the industry, so I don't have a crystal ball, but I think everybody can, it doesn't, you know, you don't have to be an expert, but to notice that this industry is experiencing some rapid growth and change, and very interesting change too. A lot of young, like Silicon Valley type of entrepreneurs and technologists are bringing, you know, like technology and capital into the space, right? We're seeing a lot of AI applications out there. But I continue to see appraiser to be the integral and the center of valuation in the next decades. Why? Because technology, there's always limitation. Like, right. As at least in the next decades, technology is not to replace human, but to enable human. Right. And as a former data scientist for Facebook, we spend most of our time developing models. But guess what? What's the most important part of the AI modeling? It's the training set. It's the data. It's the source of truth, right? And the source of truth can only come from appraisers. So I think, you know, appraisers always be around.
I'm glad to hear you say that. You know, there's a lot of discussion in the appraisal space about they're trying to get rid of us appraisers. They're trying to get rid of us appraisers. Here's the thing, you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have a duty to make some process a little bit faster. They will all admit that appraisers are key to the process. You know, if you cut off appraisers today, there is no data to work with from the appraisal side. The UAD stops working if you don't have people feeding it information. And as a data scientist, I think you would understand you've got to have data in order to do the work. Without the data, it stops. So I think you're right. I think appraisers are going to be around for quite some time. Eric, I am very much grateful for you for being here today. I cannot wait to see you at Val Expo in August and talk more and learn more about your thoughts on appraisal modernization. Let's see if Jim Morrison is still with us.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited for this panel. So this panel on valuation modernization is going to include Eric. It's going to include Chris Knight, Jeff Bradford, and Nathan Brandon. And they're going to be talking about all the new valuation modernization techniques. And as an appraiser, you're going to want to know what they're talking about. So when you see this stuff online, you can say, oh, yeah, I saw that presentation. I know exactly what it's like. So we hope everybody will join us August 7th through 9th at Evaluation Expo in Las Vegas.
And Jen, yes. You forgot to mention that we'll get CE credits, right?
Yeah, and they're getting – that's perfect, Eric. Thank you. Yeah, they get CE credit just to learn about the future of the industry. It's great.
And here's the thing, guys, for the appraisers out there in the crowd, is there some fear? Is there some trepidation about what's coming in the future? Absolutely. When I started in this business in 1987, I was told there won't be appraisers in 5 years. And then in 1991, when I got my first real job as an appraiser, my boss told me, hey, there won't be appraisers in 5 years. Here we are 30 some odd years later, and we still got appraisers. The right thing to do as an appraiser is to get yourself informed about the technology. I remember 10 years ago, having conversations with people saying, oh, laser measurers just will never work. They're not accurate. They're not whatever. I like my 100-foot tape. Well, I think most people have moved on from that, and they use laser measurers. Learn about the technology. Find out what's out there. Come to Val Expo. Listen to smart people like Eric Tsai, who will help you understand the technology. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But at least learn about it. Don't stick your head in the sand.
Can I ask something here? Like, I have a vision, right, for appraisers. So I think, imagine, right, like how technology can enable you as an appraiser, right? Like, if you have a 3D scan and all the data that you know is coming from the 3D scan, pre-populated by a robust QC person, like a QC process that I talked about. Everything is in there in the form. All you have to do is select a couple columns and sign it. And that you can do probably 6 to 8 or even 10 assignments a day, and you don't need to ever have to commute in the snow and save up the gas money. I mean, I work from home every day, and that's honestly is one of the best part of my job, so not to have to deal with commute. So I think embrace technology and that technology help you. So that's how I see the vision of, you know, appraising.
I love it. You know, I was talking to an appraiser down in Jackson, Tennessee a couple of months ago. And he said, look, at the end of the day, I'm a businessman. And if a tool will help me make more money, I'm going to explore it and see if it's right for me. And that, at the end of the day, is all we're asking for. Jim Morrison, hop back in with us real quick. You want to take us out on this?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you all again for joining us. And like I said, join us in Las Vegas, August 7th through 9th.
I'm Hal Humphreys for Eric Tsai and Jim Morrison. That is your Appraisal Buzzcast.